Everybody, this is Marcia Reiner with Profit with a Plan podcast. And if you're a business owner and you're in that growing phase and you're like wearing all the hats and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, if I just had a little help to help me manage the decisions that need to be made and looked at it from another direction, my guest today, Ryan Johnson, is just for you. And we're going to share some fantastic ideas to help you grow your business on today's Profit with a Plan podcast. Hey entrepreneurs, are you trying to make bigger profits in your small business? If you're like most of us business owners, increasing your profitability is always on your mind. And you're probably looking for ways to grow your revenue while growing your company. Well, you found a podcast that shares ideas to help you do just that. I'm Marcia Reiner, known as the Profit Booster and a business growth strategist. I've helped tons of small business owners to establish and implement a tangible plan that guarantees increased profitability, guides your growth, and plans for your future exit. Because building a highly profitable and sale-ready business creates a win-win scenario. That's more money now and a windfall when it's time to let go. And I want to share strategies that I've learned with you on today's Profit with a Plan podcast. But before we get started, I have something really special for you, my podcast audience. If you ever wanted to supercharge your business, avoid profit plateaus, operational headaches, or growth roadblocks, well, I've created a brand new Profit Booster playbook just for you. You'll uncover three essential strategies and the quick way to take action on them. Now, this isn't just a single-page report. It's filled with impactful strategies, actionable steps, and expert guidance to help you elevate your profits. Go download this for free at boostingprofit.com. Well, I'm excited to have my guest on today. Ryan Johnson is the founder and CEO of Three Sparrows Executive Services. As a business coach and a fractional chief operating officer, he helps business owners to empower their team to grow from clock punchers to owners and to 10x their personal and business successes. Ryan brings a unique and diverse operations and leadership skill set to small businesses, from his college and professional baseball career and higher education executive leadership experience. He has a passion to help CEOs 10X their business and their life through strategic executive operations leadership. Ryan, welcome to Profit with a Plan today.
Thanks so much, Marcia. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Great. Me too. I'm excited to have you. But before we get started, I'd love to kind of elaborate just a little bit on something I picked up in your bio. You mentioned you were a professional baseball player.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't get to the major leagues. That was the goal, but fell short of that. But I was on the draft board for the Phillies out of college. So that was pretty neat. But yeah, I had a great college career at a couple small colleges and just had a desire to keep playing. So I was able to figure out some things to get to the next level and was able to play independent professional baseball for about 5 years and make money doing it and travel around the U.S. and meet a lot of great people and skill sets that I still use today.
Wow. I believe every little boy's dream is to become a professional baseball player, a professional athlete, and You succeed in that. That's awesome. I bet that brought a lot of ideas to you, right? And as you transitioned into where you are today, you know, taking those skills that you learned as a team sport and leadership into where you're going. So I think that we should have a really good conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the reason I wanted to bring you on the show today was you talked about this concept about bringing business owners to really lighten up how they can grow more and scale their company without risk. And I wanted to figure out, well, what is the risk we take when we grow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a great concept. So there's a lot of risk in business, and everything that I do obviously has some risk. But what I'm talking about is not selling the farm type of risk. You know, when you bring in another executive leader, Here in the Midwest, it's anywhere, or the Mid-South, anywhere from 150 to 200,000 plus benefits.
Easy.
Easy, yeah. And so that's a daunting task for someone that maybe is only grossing 4 to $10 million, or just shy of $10 million annually. That's a huge commitment. And quite honestly, I believe that executive leadership can be done more strategically, and not always needed in the day-to-day if you do it right. And so that's what I'm passionate about, really helping bridge that executive leadership gap for these small businesses so they can win now and not have to wait and just burn all sorts of time and energy trying to do it all themselves.
I love it. And we've all experienced it. And I was just talking to another expert, and we were talking about the fact that, business owners struggle for their first couple of years. That's inherent. That's gonna happen. But if you continue to struggle and you try and wear every hat in the leadership role, you're not really designing the business that you dreamed you'd be in when you started it, right? You may have the minions that are doing the work for you, but when you sit at that, I want to say the C-suite table or at the head of the boardroom, when it's only you, it doesn't give you the support you need or the decisions that you could be making because you're wearing all the hats. I think that's what you're talking about here is bringing people on, but the risk is, how do I afford that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's cutting it down, I mean, by a third, for sure. And sometimes even more than that, depending on what kind of help they need. They need support, so they need almost a listening ear, a sounding board, that type of thing. That's a wonderful thing that I offer.
Someone
Validation.
at the same level, right?
Yeah,
Not going
that's
to your
right.
friend who you have coffee with or a beer with every day, but
Yeah.
someone who's in the same level that understands how a business at your level should be run, correct?
That's right. Yeah, you can't go to just your workers, even your manager sometimes, and just say, you know what, we've got this strategic issue. I may have to let somebody go. You just can't have that conversation. Or, I want to promote somebody, but I don't want to promote you, so I guess I can't talk to you about that. And there's all sorts of issues, and that's exactly right. They need a confidant, first and foremost.
And someone that has the knowledge and the skill set that could help them make those decisions. So when we don't have an extra 200,000 laying around, how do we find that kind of support? Is it through mentorship? Is it through, organizations like what are the what's the retired workers of, I can't blank it on the name of the organization that.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't put place the name on
Yeah. Right.
it
So we come to somebody like you,
either.
right? Who is as you mentioned in your introduction, a fractional. So explain what fractional sounds like.
Yeah, so there's consultants out there. So it's different than consultants. You have consultants who will come in and give you advice and do what I do also as a fractional, and be a good sounding board and guide and step. But on the fractional side, it's a contractor that is becoming a part of the team. So it's someone that rolls up their sleeves and gets in there and does the work, not just consults them, but also helps them execute at the same time. So that's really who I am. I'm a helper. I believe that's where my value comes, where I can say, maybe they're working with a growth strategist like yourself, and they come in and say, you know what, your operations are brutal, and you need to have somebody manage this team, or else you're going to go crazy. And you can't grow without that type of thing. So you would need a fractional COO or fractional chief of staff, which is pretty interchangeable, anyways. And so that's where I would come in and say, okay, we're going to set up this infrastructure, just like Mauricio said, and or Marcia said, and we're going to execute this, and I'm going to help you execute this so you can focus on only the things that you can do to grow the company.
Right. And that can be done at an hourly or normally you don't hire someone for 3 hours a week, but I mean,
Right.
it's done on a part-time basis as needed basis where you're not actually hiring the load and paying the large fee and the the regulatory things of paying taxes and having, the benefits and everything else in
Right.
there. You're hiring someone to come in and get the job done, help you grow
Absolutely.
that until you need somebody full time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, bridging that gap until they can make a decision. And I typically see about 10 million annual gross revenue is where they're going to start wanting to think about it. Okay, do I
Right.
need a full time? Because I do get it. They can do other things too. And so
Right.
almost like a hybrid role. So here we're just stripping down the basics of the executive leadership role in the operations and empowering those managers and that team to really step up to the plate, so to speak, and run the operations, and then be able to teach them how to troubleshoot and how to create new things. Business owners and even executive leaders can be bottlenecks if we're not careful. We can, if they're not trained well, if they're not equipped well, and the standard operating procedures aren't, working great, all of a sudden everything's coming back to either the vice president or the owner's desk anyways. And so that's not an efficient way to run any kind of organization. And so that's where I really come in too as the differentiator, say, I'm just not going to lead this. I'm going to empower you. So if I get hit by a bus, so to speak, tomorrow, this thing will keep going. And
Right.
that's really important to create sustainability in a business.
It sounds like you become you come in to rescue the CEO and help
Yeah.
them to run the business a little bit better.
Absolutely.
So I love that coin of rescue CEOs because we're in the trenches. Someone said you can't see the jar label because you're on the inside of the jar rather than seeing the forest through the trees kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I love that. So let's talk about some of the value you can add as a fractional chief operating officer to a company, a growing company that's under that $10 million range, but is definitely out of the gates where they need some help.
Well, first of all, as we say, rescuing that chief everything officer, they're doing everything. They're maybe putting in 60 to 80 hours a week. They don't have a life. This is not what they thought. Or they thought, yeah, this is going to be rough and I'm going to have to grit and bear it for several years before I can be free of it. That's the instant value. And so someone that can immediately come in, take on the direct reports and cut out the email, the inbox that's just overflowing, or the text messages or voicemails or whatever, and be able to automatically pass over that responsibility to me. And so that's a huge value right off the bat personally. And they're going to be able to really focus on what they do best. Second, it's going to create that sustainability in their business to where they're going to have a strategic growth system, not just a plan, an active system that lives and breathes and moves because it's readily available, and we're going to empower our team to understand it, be a part of that planning process, and then also train them and then coach them to execute. Anybody can pull a book off a shelf. There's a lot of them out there and say,
There's a lot.
here's your plan, right? Just do this. But that falls short. And then if they
Very
don't
much so.
execute it, they're probably not going to execute it if they weren't involved in it, and if they weren't heavily invested in it, and they don't believe in it, they're not going to execute it. So what good is a plan? Then you just wasted time and money. So again, it needs somebody to really keep coaching that team so it doesn't die. The momentum just doesn't die. And that's what I love, that kind of value there. That creates a sustainable business that will, again, run on its own. If that owner wants to step away or they're forced to step away, it can still keep going.
Love it. Love it. So when we're talking about operations, right? What percentage, and I love this question, what percentage of the business is actually operations, and why do we need somebody in that role first?
Gotcha. Well, I'm not going to. I would say, I'm an operations guy, so I'm going to say probably 90%. Like everything's
Right.
an
Well,
operation, maybe
think
even
about it
100.
though.
Yeah.
The execution of delivering your product or service to the consumer and running the engine that is your business, this is huge. Whether it's 90% or 89.9%, it's a large percentage of your business is the operations to do it. And I think the CEO that thinks that they can be all hands in on that, like they did when they started their company, at a certain point, there's too many other things that need to go on that takes the CEO's, thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, and a lot of people look at think when they hear operations, they automatically think, not allowing me to do what I want to do. It's going to keyhole me. It's going to put me into a box. That's not at all. What operations is just repeatability. It ensures repeatability. So whatever it is, let's document it, let's train it, let's coach it. And then if it needs to change, in a month or the next week, then it changes. But it's for everybody to be on the same page. And so it filters down to everybody. So many times, I'm around businesses that the owner said, "Oh yeah, we made that decision, a couple of months ago." And then you talk to the people, it's like, "Did you know that's what we were doing?" "No, I hadn't heard that." So it was up here in the mind, and it just didn't get down to the team. And so that's it's guaranteeing a repeatable process to get the high excellence that everybody wants.
That
And here's the
quality.
other thing is people think, "Oh, well, we don't need processes." Well, you have processes whether they're documented or not. You're following something. So you might as well just let everybody in on it, and so
I
everybody can do
love it.
it.
Let everybody in on what you're already doing. And I think that's the beauty to operational excellence that I think that many business owners forget or gloss over and just move to the next sexy thing that they want to do is that this creates consistent, repeatable actions that, like you said, you're probably already doing, you just haven't documented it. And then how do you manage the team and say, could we do better? Did we make our key performance indicators, right? If we're not documenting any of this, we're kind of running with blinders on our eyes, going, I hope and crossing our fingers that we're going to achieve the goal we want to, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Do you remember that movie, Apollo 13? It
A
came
long
out a
time ago,
while back.
yes.
It's a great movie, right? So it's built on history, and they're stuck on the moon, and they've got this problem. There's a leak in the cabin, the CO2 leak, I think it was, and so they got to figure it out, but they can only use the things that they have up there in the limb to do it. So they get that stuff together, and they throw it on the table and say, "Okay, we've got to get, this limb from here to here with this in this amount of time with only using these things without them dying."
MacGyver, right?
So they give it to the operations people, go. And of course the growth, the strategy people already figured that out. This is the problem. This is the issue that we have to solve and when we have to solve it. Now let's pass it off to the operations team and let them figure out how to do that. And so to me, that's really, really exciting, when an owner has a vision and it come to you and say, "Okay, this is where I want to be in 10 years. I don't have the time or the bandwidth or maybe the skill set to get us there, but I have a concept, but we need to flesh that out. We need to make that happen. I know we can make it happen, so make it happen." And that's the fun part for me, is trying to figure out those puzzle pieces and manage the team just like a baseball team. You recruit the players, you know they can do it. You manage them, you train them, and you coach them to be their best, to get it done. And that's pretty exciting. So I think if you pair up with a visionary CEO, maybe not just an overwhelmed CEO, but a visionary CEO that they don't have that skill set, but they know it and want to see it done. And so that's really, really exciting.
And I think to make that statement even more valuable, everybody's overwhelmed, right? But if you can take some of the pieces off of your plate, CEOs, right? Owners, founders of the company that are still swinging the hammer every day, if we can take some of those pieces off your plate that you shouldn't be doing, like the operations control or the finance or the sales and marketing, right? These are all divisions within every company. Delivery, consumer experience. I mean, we can just keep stacking all of the sections of a strongly run company. But if we can take that off the plate, then the CEO can say, look, what opportunities are out there for me, right?
Yeah.
Where would I like to take this company? And then they become the visionary, right? Once they can step back
Yeah.
and start to feel confident that the company is running with them, and that requires help.
Absolutely. And you can't do more than one at a time if you're doing it yourself. You have to focus on that one thing, get it up and run it, and then you can move to the next. And so that's a strong motivation. That's a great point that you bring up there, because most CEOs are visionary and want to do a couple different things, but they can't do it on their own. And so if they find somebody, a client this morning that I was talking to, onboarding a new client, they have a vision for a part of their business to run on its own. And so they can pull out and just focus on the other part of their business that they really love and really like to do from there. And so that's their motivation. So they weren't ready, 9 months ago or so, but now they're ready. And it's exciting when they say, this is where we want to go. Can you help us get there? Of course, the answer is yes, because there's a clear vision articulated. And when you have that, it's easy to pull up create the processes and the infrastructure to support that, and then hire the right people to run it.
I love it. I love it. It is really exciting from my point of view, and I can see from your point of view as well, to see these companies and the potential and the opportunity that's there for them if they can just get their proverbial ducks in order, right? And focus on the things that are important for growing a company. And I think that's the piece that really, as you mentioned, roadblocks, right? Gets in the way of companies really growing is having the right people in the right roles. And I know that, smaller side companies, those that are just trying to, put the money back into the company and grow, they may not have the money to do it, but they have the desire and dream to do it. And I think having someone like yourself where you can come in on a fractional basis where, you're giving a day a week, and you're focusing on these pieces, and then you let everybody that's going to actually, move the make it happen, right? Come in and do that. Then you come back and you're like, here, now, did we do this? Can we move on to the next one? Right. And I think that kind of role is essential. So, what's the point that a smaller business needs to pull that lever of hiring a fractional?
That's a good point. It depends. It's going to vary from every industry. I've worked with several right now, and so it's a little bit different for everybody. But really, when you start having at least a manager that's over a team, so you're starting to build out a management team, and you need someone to pour into that management team, whether it's one manager or two or multiple, maybe several divisions and a manager over each division, that's really when it starts to get a little crazy. So typically, if an owner has about anywhere from 3 to 5 employees, they can probably handle that. When you start getting past five direct reports, even four sometimes, depending on the intricacies of the job, it can be really, really overwhelming. And so I would say that's anything above that 5 employees and one manager is a good time to start saying, okay, I probably need some other help here. Because again, there things get out of control, and the owner shouldn't be bogged down by why the survey workflow is not working, or why the sales process got out of whack here, and this customer's upset. You shouldn't be in those details. They should be leading the vision, not the operations, which I like to talk about.
Love it, love it. And I think it's the other challenge, when you have people on your team, they tend to be they often need babysitting in one way, shape, or form, whether it's their interactions with the customer, their interactions with you. People need support. And that's why HR is so important, not just for policies and procedures, but for managing people. And oftentimes, someone in the operational upper team can do that managing so the business owner can continue to focus on what financing do I need to get? What market should I be in? Should we be releasing a new product or service? Should we, is the marketing team going to produce the sales team so they can close? I mean, all that big stuff up here, those decisions that need to be made, you know, just taking that people step off could be hugely, you know, relieving and back to that rescue idea of rescuing that CEO so they can do the things that they really,
Yeah,
truly need to
absolutely.
do.
Yeah, they should be spending more time with you. You know, with a growth an innovator, a growth strategist that, okay, where do we go next? We've got this thing functioning because we've got our COO leading our team, management team, got that taken care of. So really, the when you start getting to when you bring in an operations person, now they can start working with a consultant to say, okay, what's the next step here? And where do we scale up from here? Or where do we innovate from here? Because the competition is so fierce. So yeah, that's that would be the strategy that allows them to do that. And they're going to have the money to do that because they're repeating their success over and over again, much quicker, without them being in the middle of it.
That's such a good feeling that when a business owner can know confidently that their business is running optimally, right? At the best it can at this phase, and start to think, oh, well, what if we, how can we improve this? What if we hire more people? What if we do more products? Or what if we, you know, wherever they're going to flip their switch on growth, which by the way, if you're not growing, you're dying. No, we're not talking market domination, but we're talking that you have to continue to improve and innovate and seek out more customers, more opportunities, more smooth running business. And when it's running smoothly without the headaches, you know, that the owner faces, then they can do more and be more.
Yeah, absolutely. That's when it gets fun.
It does. It
And that's what
does.
they got into it for, too, in the first
Exactly.
place.
I was just gonna say that's what they got into it for, not the day-to-day grind and headache, you know, of an early stage business. Now we know if you're an early stage business, you're still gonna be wearing a couple of hats, but having guidance on how to set up those operations and processes and procedures and repeatable items. Then it moves you closer to that next level and that next growth opportunity for you. So
Absolutely.
I think having a conversation or a consultation with someone like you can go in and go, wow, well, if you just simplified this over here, that would give you back these many hours and this much money and cut your three people down to two people so that third person can go do this, right?
Yeah, stuff like that. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And not only that, but also it prepares you for, I think I mentioned this earlier, it prepares you for an exit. And I've been really talking to a lot of business exit planners lately, and they love partnering up with operations people because they come in and say, okay, here's the things that you got to do. Now you got to go do it. But they need help doing that typically. And so you see so
Exactly.
many people that think, oh yeah, I'm going to sell this next year. It's going to be great. But they don't realize that they're in the middle of every process. And when they leave, the business can't succeed, can't survive. So you're safeguarding it, one, but you're also maximizing it for top dollar, because who wants to buy a business just like a house with a bunch of problems that they have to sink a bunch of money
Exactly.
into? And then
Exactly.
the
And I love that
profitability.
you bring that up because you know, as a functionality of money coming out of the business, granted, the business should be providing you with a salary and some potential for value, right? But in order to maximize that value, as you just mentioned, if it's running smooth and can be run without the business owner, meaning the business owner leads, but they're not in there, you know, cranking the wrench, then somebody else, whether they're buying the product, they're buying the customers, they're buying the process, they're buying your equipment, however they're coming in to make that purchase, you now have that win-win, right? You won money during the life of the business, but now you're creating an asset because let's be honest, business owners, how many of you have a large retirement outside of your business? Probably not very many of you. So why not systemize and operationalize your business so that you have an opportunity to sell later on, which I'm always preaching. So I'm glad you brought that up.
That's good. No, that's great. It has to be an asset, or else you're just collecting a paycheck. And most business owners, I know a friend of mine that sold his business a while back, but guess what? He was an employee for over a year because he had to get the systems, everything buttoned up before he left. And so now he's not an entrepreneur anymore. Now he's a W-2 for his own business.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah,
Well, you
it's
know, yeah, it is what it is. But I mean, if he had planned earlier and organized everything, he probably could have got another multiple of the value of the company because
Absolutely.
those things were in place.
That's right.
And it creates just that better business that you want to work in every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, have that
Absolutely.
business that comes around and you say, oh, well, maybe I don't want to sell it. It's easier to run now. Maybe I'll keep it a little while longer, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
Who
a
what Who wouldn't want an asset that just keeps paying you money without you doing anything? I mean,
Or without you doing as much as you did when you started
yeah,
it, right? You
it,
know,
exactly.
passive income and businesses don't often, run the same running track. But
That's true.
still, you know, it is so important, and I love it. So, Ryan, you've given us a wealth of information about the operational benefits of having someone that can help you, business owner, lead your company in the direction you want it to go. Where can listeners find out more about you, your company, Three Sparrows, and how they can get some help?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got a special gift for your listeners today. So threesparrowses.com/framework. And so I have a document there. It's called 3 Steps to Scale Your Business Past 10 Million. And so 10 million is sustainability. So that's all we're talking about here is sustainability. But it's a download that's going to give you my version of the three operating P's out there: people, processes, and productivity. But it's also going to give you an assessment to kind of help your owners and business owners really understand, okay, do I need to start talking to somebody to help me? And so in those three P's, you're going to get just a high overview of an assessment of your business. Okay, do I need help or do I not? So if you're killing it and all those things check out as yeses, I'm doing all these things, then you're on your way. If you got several no's or at least a couple no's in each one of those, then maybe we need to have a conversation. So hopefully that helps. It's going to really give you an idea of what you need to be successful in the operations side of your business. So threesparrowses.com/framework. From there, you can reach my website and then connect with me on LinkedIn. I love having conversations and creating win-win situations with people because I'm a helper. I'm a coach at heart. So if I can't help you, I'm gonna let them know, and I'm gonna help them connect with somebody else that can. So no hard sales pitch ever for me. It's just all about connecting the dots and helping. So I hope that helps.
Well, you know what? That's super valuable. And those three P's are essential to running a business that the business owners forget about because they just focus on their widget and run off. And I know that no business has ever been successful and created the wealth that they wanted all by themselves.
That's right.
You need help.
Takes a team.
Everybody needs help. It's not a negative, it's a positive, and it's the
Absolutely.
tool that you go to the next level. So, Ryan, thank you so much for having that valuable assessment for us. I know that the information will help the audience see through and where they might have gaps that they can fix.
Absolutely. You're welcome, Marcia. This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Awesome. Okay, so thanks for listening today, audience, business owners, people, and Profit with a Plan land. I hope you found a couple of ideas to help you put into your business that will help you be more profitable. And I know that operations and seeking help, whether it's fractional, full-time, just seeking operational help is what we all need to grow our businesses. As I mentioned, if you wanted to supercharge your business, go download my new Profit Booster playbook packed with three profitable strategies and the actionable steps you can take to make this your most profitable year ever. Go grab it for free at boostingprofit.com. And Ryan, and I would love to hear your questions, maybe some challenges that you had. What operational lever are you going to pull after listening to today's podcast? Hit us up in the comment, tell us what it is, and Ryan and I will comment back for you. And while you're at it, please subscribe. You don't want to miss next week's show. You can always catch Profit with a Plan on any of your favorite podcast players, and we're looking forward to more great profitable information on next week's show. So until then, make your plans and profit with them. Thanks so much, Ryan.